This is Focus on Issues on KECR 910 AM. My name is Suong Tran. Today's focus is on the Trauma Intervention Program of San Diego. Our guest is Ellie Harris. She is the Crisis Team Manager at the East County Trauma Intervention Program. Ellie, thank you so much for coming on the program.
Thank you for having me.
Well, the Trauma Intervention Program is very special, so why don't you tell us what it is?
We're a organization that are specifically trained citizen volunteers that go out and provide immediate emotional and practical support to victims and their families in the first few hours following some kind of a tragedy.
And how long has the program been in service?
30 years.
30 years. Wow, that's great.
This year it'll be 30 years in October.
Wow.
December.
How many TIP volunteers are serving in the San Diego chapter?
About 100 right now.
How many are in serving in the East County?
35.
Well, how many crisis situations did the TIP volunteers respond to last year, or how many do they respond to on a monthly basis?
It varies monthly. So last year we responded to about 840 calls. We helped about 4,500 citizens, and we provided 95,000 volunteer hours.
Okay. And what are some of the trauma situations that the volunteers are responding to?
We're called out to natural deaths, drownings, suicides, fires, child deaths, overdoses, homicides, disoriented or lonely elderly people, natural disasters, public tragedies, victims of violence or crime. We're dispatched by fire, sheriff, police departments, sometimes medical examiner's office, and our local hospitals.
Okay, so they make the decision on whether the victim needs emotional support.
Yes, the first responders decide whether, once they arrive on scene, they decide whether or not the person is in need of the resources that we provide, and they will dispatch us, and we'll have a volunteer respond within usually 20, 25 minutes, depending on the drive time from where the volunteer lives and where the city is that we're responding to.
Okay. Can you go into more detail about the ways that the volunteers help the individuals and the families?
Sure. We provide emotional and practical support to the survivors. We help arrange food, clothing, shelter, sometimes transportation. We notify other family members and friends that something has happened, along with the client. We serve as a liaison between the victims and emergency services, like the people in the hospital, even like maybe out on a scene where it's very chaotic and the family is looking for some answers. Maybe a traffic accident where they can't get on the scene and they're waiting close by, but they can't get that information. So we can get in there and offer our support to them and be able to go to the first responder and get some information and bring it back to the family.
Okay.
We also help arrange funeral services. We help them to pick out a mortuary or a cremation service. And we give other referrals to appropriate services that they might need ongoing.
Wow.
Ongoing assistance.
That is a lot of work. So how long do the volunteers usually stay on scene or stay with the family?
Again, it depends on the situation, but it's usually about 2 hours.
2 hours, okay. They do cover a lot during those 2 hours. And I can imagine that they're a huge help to emergency personnel because, you know, in a situation like that, the fire department needs to concentrate on putting out the fire or whatever the emergency is. So tell us how the TIP volunteers help out the situation.
Well, like you said, we are there to provide the support that the first responders can't, as much as they would like to. They're busy, the fire's busy putting out fires, sometimes trying to resuscitate somebody. The police department's there to do their investigations or whatever they're there to do. But there's nobody there for the people that are left that have just lost somebody. So our volunteers will go in there and be there just for them. They're there just for that person and nobody else to give that emotional support, practical support, resources, remind them possibly to take their medicine. And during a traumatic event when somebody's grieving, they're forgetting things like to take their medicine, to pick up children from school, things like that. So we're a great service to the people that are left.
Your TIP volunteers are very special people who give up their time to help others. So tell us a little bit more about the TIP volunteers.
Well, they're just citizens of their communities. They're people that work, people that are retired, people that have part-time, full-time jobs that just want to give back to the community. And they are able to do that by coming and taking a training course through the Trauma Intervention Program and becoming a volunteer.
And what qualifications or skills should they have, or are they required to have?
Don't have to have anything, just somebody that's caring, compassionate, and that wants to give back to the community. Their commitment to CHIP is a one-year commitment, and then they have to go to a continuing education meeting once a month, and that's 3 hours long. And at our training academy, we will teach them everything that they need to have once they're on scene.
Yes. Can you talk about the training academy? Do you have one coming up?
We do, actually. We have one coming up in East County, and that one starts on April 30th, and that's going to be in La Mesa at Station 11 on Allison Avenue. And then we have a North County Coastal training that's going to start April 29th at Oceanside City Hall. And then we have a North County Inland team that's going to be training sometime in September.
Oh, you've got Poway. Okay, so what type of training will be available, and what's going to take place and covered in the training?
Well, we go over giving emotional and practical support, what to say and what not to say it when you're out on the scene with somebody. And it's a very intense training that covers, it's almost like all the things that we thought that we were saying that to people when somebody has died, like, oh, they're in a better place now. We kind of untrain you, and we teach you to use the right words and proper places to place yourself when you're talking to somebody that is grieving right now.
I know that is very difficult, isn't it? Many people struggle knowing what to say or what to do when someone has just gone through a tragedy. So,
right.
So what are the TIP volunteers trained to do and say?
Well, the things that we would say to them, we would ask the victim, how are they feeling? We would acknowledge the victim's experience. We would ask them what happened, tell them that we're sorry. This must be very difficult for you. Let them know it's okay to feel the way they're feeling, that it's normal to feel this way when you're grieving. And then it's okay to also say to them, I don't know what to say. It's
yes.
Okay to say that to somebody.
Yeah.
You don't always have the right words to say.
Okay, so do the volunteers have to be on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week?
No, they get to pick the shift that they would like. Our organization is on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. They all give 3 12-hour shifts a month. That's part of what they commit to. And so they're only giving 36 hours a month, but there's always somebody on call every day.
Where they need to be available in case
yeah,
their cell phone rings.
They can go out their normal life and do whatever they normally would do, other than we'd say don't go, you know, to Costco and be shopping and have a big, you know, cart of stuff and then maybe get called out. So call and then you have all these groceries sitting in your car melting. So we ask that you, you know, garden at home, do things that you would do at home and just be ready to go.
Yes, okay. Can you tell us why the Trauma Intervention Program was created?
It was created by a gentleman by the name of Wayne Fortin back in 1985. And he worked in the mental health field at the time, and he saw the need, as he and his coworkers were seeing what the mental health professionals call a second injury. And if I could just explain that a little bit. The second injury is a victim's perspective that the emergency system didn't provide the support that they needed at the time of their traumatic event. Like I stated earlier, emergency personnel simply don't have the time to provide that support. As much as they want to, they're there for a different reason. So a second injury would be, for instance, a call that somebody was on before we had TIP. A young man had shot himself, and his family was left to clean up the aftermath on their own. And to this day, they wonder why they didn't have anybody to help them do that. And what a last awful thing for them to remember, you know, that last memory. With a TIP volunteer in that situation, our volunteer would come in and be able to help the family by offering to call a trauma scene cleanup for them so that they don't have to do that. We give that resource for somebody to come in and clean up that horrible thing that the family had to see, but now does not have to take care of that. Another incident would be a mother of four died in an emergency room, and her family felt really pressed by the hospital to choose a mortuary. And they didn't really want to choose it at the time, but they chose something that was fast, something that was close. And when we're on scene, we let the family know you don't have to choose something right away. There's time. You can sit and talk to your family members and decide what you want to do. And we give them the resource to call different places. Let's check prices. Let's see what they offer, what you want for the funeral service, things like that.
Wow, the volunteers help out so much. And that's why your volunteers are called heroes, right?
Pretty much, yes.
So it's a one-year commitment. How long have some of the TIP volunteers been with the program?
We have volunteers that started that have been with the program for 30 years, and we have some that just graduated in September of this last year that are our newest volunteers.
Oh, boy, 30 years. It is a big commitment, Ellie. So why do you think some of the volunteers have stayed on with the program for so long?
I believe it's so rewarding. You get back more than you give. It's rewarding to know that somebody's going through something so personal and so traumatic, and they're allowing a stranger, us, to come in and be by their side and help them out. And you walk away going, gosh, I just helped that person. How horrible would it have been for somebody that didn't even know where to start, where to begin to call a mortuary or cleanup service? And we were the ones that were on scene and were able to help them. No second injury involved. And what a great resource we were to them.
Yes. I can imagine that in a situation like that, most of us would be numb. We would walk around in a fog, not be able to even remember our name.
Right. And we tell our volunteers when we train them, we know that the people aren't going to remember who we are or our name, but they're certainly going to remember that there was somebody there to help them.
Yes,
I've
heard
that. And that's the biggest thing.
Yes. So you're looking for more volunteers for East County. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Well, El Cajon has a large population of Iraqi immigrants. So do you have volunteers who speak Arabic?
We don't, actually. We have one volunteer that speaks Spanish on our team right now. So we're always looking for volunteers that can bring that resource to our team that speaks a different language.
Yes, that would be very helpful. How is the program funded?
It's funded by grants from local governments, individuals, corporate donors, partnering agencies pay a small stipend, and through our own fundraising efforts.
Okay. How do we find out about your fundraisers?
You can find those on our website. We have an annual Adopt a TIP Volunteer fundraiser, and right now we're doing something called Jamberry Nails. And there's a website, if I could give that. It's www.jamberrynails.net, and it'll guide you through how to check out and be able to give the proceeds to TIP.
Okay, why don't you give that email address again? It's
www.jamberrynails.net.
Well, all right, we're getting close to the end of our program, Ellie. Let's talk again about the upcoming training academies that are available for the trauma intervention program. You've got one coming up April 29th in Oceanside. Where is that
correct
one at?
It's going to be at Oceanside City Hall.
City Hall, okay. And then April 30th in La Mesa, that's going to be at, is it Fire Station 11?
Correct.
And then in the fall, you've got another one coming up in September in Poway.
Correct.
How long do the training sessions last?
They're 10 days.
10 days.
They're over a 10-day period. And if they go to info@tipsandiego.org, there's an application there if they're interested, and that's our website, or they can go to www.tipsandiego.org and get information about what our program is about.
Okay, so your website again is www.tipsandiego.org?
Correct.
Okay. Now, what about a phone number?
It's 855-TIP-SD-HELP, 855-TIP-SD-HELP.
So again, it's 855-TIP-SD-HELP. How do you punch that in on the phone?
855-847-7343.
We've been speaking with Ellie Harris. She is the crisis team manager for the East County Trauma Intervention Program. Ellie, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Focus on Issues. The opinions and views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or management. This program is presented as a public service of KECR 910 AM.